Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Welcome to the festive market, everyone. And it's a pleasure to introduce Callum Stoneman with Braille Greetings Card.
So yeah, my name's Callum Stoneman, and me and my wife Jess run the company Braille Greeting Cards. So basically, I'm just going to talk to you a bit about the kind of things that we offer, how we got started, and basically, you know, the type of things that we do, and how you can order from us. I don't think this will take up the full hour, to be completely honest, because there's only so much you can say about the things that we do, but there'll be plenty of time for any questions as well at the end. So just to give people a bit of background first into who we are and how we started. So as I said, it's Callum and Jess that run this. Although I will say, credit where it's due, Jess is more the brains behind all this, but I'm better at doing things like these, you know, presentations and stuff. So that's why you've ended up with me today. But the way we got started in this, around about this time last year, actually, that's gone quick. Jess started making handmade cards, and she was selling those under the name Ivy Rose Cards. And Jess is fully sighted, but she knows, she's been able to do Braille for quite a while now, and I'm completely blind, so I've been able to do Braille all my life. And actually, for any sighted people watching, if my video is all over the place, that explains why. She started doing those handmade cards. And because we can both do Braille, we didn't specifically do it as a Braille card shop, but because we could do Braille, we just had Braille as an option for all the cards, because, you know, that's something we can do, and that's something that we felt should be a bit more available and easily available. And then the Braille side in particular really took off. And that's when we kind of realized that not many people were doing this. I mean, we knew not many people were doing it anyway, but it turned out there were less than we thought. So that was going really well. And then, you know, we had a really good period with that over Christmas and things like that. And people seemed to be really liking them. And then earlier on this year, so early on in 2021, we discovered that the company, Braille Greeting Cards, was available for sale. So they've been going for about 10 years with the previous owners, but they were now looking to retire. And they wanted to sell the business and sort of keep it going. So we had a few conversations with them, showed them the kind of things that we do, and, you know, they were interested. So we ended up buying the business, and then we kind of spent a few months, because it had been closed for a while. So we kind of spent a few months just getting things set up, getting things kind of tidied up a bit. We redesigned the website to make it a bit more, I guess, a bit more modern, a bit more seamless, you know, shopping experience, and a bit more accessible in some ways as well. So we spent a bit of time doing that, and then here we are now, really, and we're looking to expand onto more products instead of just cards. So and we're making a start on that already, which I'll get onto in a minute. And so just the sort of things that we offer. So we've got general cards for pretty much any occasion, any like relationships, you know, friends, family, dogs. We've even got a few guide dog cards knocking around. So, you know, if you wanted to get a card for or from your guide dog, that's even there. So they're the kind of the general ones, and you'll get a Braille message inside the card. And then we're still doing, obviously, the handmade cards, and these are a lot more flexible in what you can have. So these you can have them fully personalized, basically. So you can have your own, obviously we offer some anyway that you can see on the website, but you can have, if you wanted to get in touch with us, and, you know, you can have your own personalized designs and wording and messages and everything in there. And all of these, they include a full On the handmade cards as well, they're fully brailled. So any little messages or wordings on the front are also brailled as well as the message inside, because we're able to do that. So, and all of these include, so you get a full braille description of the card. So that has a lot more detail about the kind of design and the colours and any images on the front and any messages on the front and things like that. So you get the full braille description included. We will also braille the recipient's name as well. So if we know the recipient's name, so if it's going directly to the recipient or if their name is mentioned in the card, we will put their name on the actual envelope of the card as well in braille, which I've always thought is a really nice touch. Like, I've never had that. So, you get that through the post and then they know it's for them, which is really nice. And cost-wise, they vary quite a bit, but they usually range, just for the whole range of cards, they usually range from between about £4 to probably about £7-ish. But all of that includes everything that I've just mentioned. And then we've started to offer some gifts as well. So we have just some of the things that we have available, and I'll come on to them in a bit more detail in a minute, but some of the things we have available are tactile photo frames. We've got Christmas stockings, which you might have seen us post about earlier on actually in the event. So Christmas stockings, and they have the name of the person on in braille, and they're also handmade. And we also offer things like book folds, so we can do book folds, Christmas tree book folds, or we've got some in that are like a cracker or an angel. And then we've also got like a Christmas wreath thing that you can buy as well. And the tactile photo frames I'm really excited about. So they look basically like a normal photo frame. So to a sighted person, they're no different. And so, for example, one of them that we offer has got like a design inside it that says, I'm pretty sure, I should have double checked this on the website really, but I'm pretty sure the wording is like, be kind, be strong, be you. And it's got the normal design with that. So, sighted people can see it and it looks normal, but on the glass is the braille of those words. And, so that is, it looks great and it's also accessible. And on the back of the photo frames as well, there's a kind of very brief description on the back in braille that just gives you the kind of key points that you need to know. And then another type that we offer, we've got one that's like a, let me just double check this. Yeah, so it's like a dragonfly design. I just wanted to make sure I had that right. The other type of photo frame that we offer are basically like a tactile image. So again, inside there's inside the photo frame, for as far as sighted people can see, there's just a normal image in there and a normal design, but we've managed to get the image tactile as well on the glass. And then again, there's a short description on the back with like the key points that you need to know, and then you get the full description with all of these as well, that has more details similar to the cards really, about the colors and designs and things like that. And then the last thing, or actually second to last thing, so and this is the one that I'm most excited about this year, is we've started offering braille advent calendars, and we've been promoting these a lot. So we've got Cadbury Dairy Milk, Milky Bar and Malteser advent calendars available, and we are open to suggestions of others as well. So if you've got any others that you'd like us to do, we can try and do that. Just let us know. So all the numbers of the doors are all brailled, which I love this. This is something that I don't think, as far as we know, nobody else is doing this. And it's something that, you know, when I was younger, I felt, you know, used to kind of miss out on a little bit. So yeah, we're really excited about these and they seem to be going really well. So as I said, the numbers of the doors are also are all in Braille. You will get, and we also offer a full Braille description of those. And not only does it describe the design and the little image that's on the advent calendar, most of the time it's like a Santa or something, but they describe all that. And then we've also put in there, just in case it's needed, the key kind of nutritional and allergen info as well, because again, we feel like that's something that visually impaired people miss out on. Gift tags, I forgot to mention this earlier as well, actually, we can offer Braille gift tags. So obviously they're pretty small. So there's only really room for the name of the person and the name of who it's from, really, just because of, you know, space. And obviously Braille is pretty big, but we can do Braille gift tags as well. And the last thing, and we haven't really mentioned this yet, but coming soon, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we're also going to try and do, and you might want to turn this down if any kids are listening, but we're also going to try and do letters from Santa as well. So we're going to be offering Braille letters from Santa, because, you know, that's something that parents have been able to get for years, you know, get the kids a little letter from Santa. And really, it's about time you learn Braille, isn't it, really? You know, again, just so that visually impaired people don't miss out. And then the final thing I'll also just mention is that all of these things that we offer, well, particularly the cards, they are also available. You can get them in standard print as well. And the reason we've done that is because we found that for a lot of card sites are not very accessible. You know, if you're visually impaired, the descriptions that they have, you know, if the images and the designs, I won't name any in particular, but just generally the descriptions they have don't tend to be that clear, in my opinion. So we have put a lot of time into making sure the descriptions on our websites and things like that are accurate and are, you know, detailed, and, you know, so that you know exactly what you're buying and what the card says and everything. So if you are visually impaired and you want to buy a card for, you know, a sighted family member, then definitely, you know, come and have a look around our website. And we've done our best to make it as easy and as accessible as possible. And you can just order in standard print without all the Braille stuff. We can do that as well. So that's us.
Fantastic. Thanks, Caleb. So if anybody's interested in finding out more or ordering from you and Jess, how do they go about doing that? What's your web address or email address or both?
So the website we've got is braille-greetings-cards.co.uk. Or if it's easier, you can just Google Braille greeting cards and we'll come up. There's a contact form on the website where you can get in touch with us, or if you want to email directly, you can email contact us at braille-greetings-cards.co.uk. Facebook, Braille Greeting Cards on there, and Twitter at braille_cards as well. And if you're interested in more, if you're interested in some of the newer things we've announced, you know, the advent calendars and the Braille Santa letters in particular, keep an eye on the social medias, because we'll be posting updates on there and on the website when that becomes available. But yeah, that's how you can get in touch.